Log Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money Damn. Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, May the 27th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to kind of prepare the soil, if you will, for our next series. We do the blog talk or the free shows just to kind of let people know what's coming up. And we want to talk about your spiritual alignment. Your spiritual alignment comes from your spiritual assignment. Your spiritual assignment is being blocked, is being trapped, it is being hidden, it is being set aside by the seven seals or the seven S's of the serpent. So in order for you to be or to obtain or to have spiritual alignment, you have to understand your spiritual assignment. So your spiritual assignment gives you your spiritual alignment. And so when we talk about spiritual alignment, it's one of those things that it is a behavior modification tool. It's a behavior modification technique, like some people like to say. Basically, if we look at it, my brothers and sisters, if you are a follower of Yahushua, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, God has given you a mission in this world. You're not just here to take space. You're not just here just to, you, your foe, and no more. You have an assignment that is given to you from God. You have a God-ordained destiny. You have a mission that fits directly into God's mission, God's plan for humanity. So the Creator, space, time, has materialized himself into mass or matter. So everything created, this space-time or this God created everything that is inside of this universe or this one sun because he wanted an extended family. He wanted to express, expose, and expand himself. He wanted to experience life, if you will. So the Father, the Creator, he didn't need Earth. He didn't need other planets. He don't and did not need you and me. He don't and he didn't need stars and all of the other luminaries. But he created all of it because he knew and he understood and he desired to express, expose, and expand himself. If we look at the book of John chapter 17, verse 17, John 17, 17 says, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." So let's look at something that's very important because we're talking about you're out of alignment. I'm out of alignment. Let me speak for myself. So if I'm out of alignment, I have to return back to source. I have to return back. I have to get in line. You ever notice how if you have an automobile, if you have a vehicle, if you have a car, you ever notice that if your car is driving down the road and you got two front tires in the front, and if your tires are not in alignment, it causes your vehicle to pull to one side or the other. It also causes your tires to wear uneven. And so the same thing happens to us spiritually. It's very hard to find the connection or the correction. You see, my brothers and sisters, whenever your tires are out of alignment, unless the problem is fixed, the tires will wear out unevenly. In fact, the tires may actually burn out or, God forbid, you have a flat tire. The reason that your tires wear unevenly, the reason that your tires burn out, the reason that your tires burst or use or lose their tread is because the wheels are not in alignment. Now, you have wheels inside of the body called chakra systems. And if those wheels, at least some people call them chakra systems, you can call them whatever you want. We talked about them in the last series. We talked about the God bodies. There's 10 of them. So you got 10 different systems or wheels inside of the body. If all of your 10 systems, if all of the 10 wheels inside of your body are not in alignment, what's going to happen to the body? If your body is out of alignment, then you are going to wear out unevenly, just like a tire on your vehicle. And what happens, my brothers and sisters, is that if this goes unaddressed, then your will or our will is out of alignment with God's will. And then if we can align, if we can get our will, if you take your vehicle to a car shop and they put your wheels and they put your tires in alignment, then your tire and your vehicle run smoothly. All four tires are spinning, and all four tires are pulling in the same direction. And it is no different with our will and God's will, how everything operates smoothly, more smoothly when we operate it or we spin according to the manufacturer's design. If we are not in alignment with our assignment, we prematurely age. We prematurely wear out. We prematurely tear. We go through unnecessary damage. We go and we do unnecessary things. We engage in unnecessary stuff. Whenever we are not in alignment with God, we engage in unnecessary stuff. Now, if you can wrap your brain around that, that gives us an understanding of what everybody's trying to figure out. How do we change our behavior? The way that behavior is changed, the way that behavior is modified, if you will, is through this spiritual alignment, spiritual assignment. And if we can somehow get into spiritual alignment, then we start to move in a direction of heaven and earth. And everything will start to make sense. But without having this spiritual alignment, my brothers and my sisters, then we are in trouble. Because now we are going to wear out unevenly. Now we are going to not grow spiritually. We're going to grow unevenly. And it's very, 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 very important, my brothers and sisters, for us to understand that we have to be in spiritual alignment, but that comes from our spiritual assignment. So what is your spiritual assignment? If you don't know your spiritual assignment, how can you be in alignment with God, with the universe, with space, with time, with mass, or with matter, if you're not in alignment? It's so important that, because everybody goes through life and we all are like this, we don't really put emphasis on the things that's very important. And if we don't understand that the magnitude, I know I didn't. I just like, hey, I'm just going to grow up. I just do whatever I want to do. Just get a job, make some money. Man, wow, you're talking about the greatest trick of the enemy. In the next series, we're going to really, really, really break down this one word, Satan, or this word, serpent. In the next series, I'm going to share some stuff that is very dangerous and very important. Because if we don't understand that, that's how our assignment is being stolen from us. It is so important. Because if you are on the wrong assignment, that means you're driving down the wrong road. And you will stand before the Father, if you will, and he'll say, instead of him saying, well done, my good and faithful servant, he will say, depart from me. Why? Because you ran the wrong race. Could you imagine what it would be like to run the wrong race, finish first, just to realize you ran the wrong race? You're talking about a travesty you're talking about a feeling of being lost. So the most important thing is for us to understand what John 17:17 is saying. Sanctify them by the truth. The word sanctify is an interesting word because it has to do with setting apart. And so what happens if you marry the wrong person? What happens if you drive the wrong car? What happens if you the wrong medication? What happens if you go to the doctor and they amputate your left foot and they were supposed to amputate the right foot? What happens if you, now the word sanctify means to purify or to make one free. It means to set apart or to consecrate. And so the scripture is telling us that we are to pull aside, we are to set aside by the truth. Notice it doesn't say a truth, and then it tells us what the truth is. John 17:17 is one of the most important verses of all scripture. Because John 17:17 tells me that the word is the truth. Now, I've talked to a lot of people. I've had the unpleasurable pleasure traveling around this great country and the world, courtesy of the United States government when I was in the military, and seeing other cultures and other languages and other people, and everybody has the truth. But it's interesting because John 17 says that your word, God's word, is the truth. So the next definition is, what is God's word? Well, as we talked about in the previous show, I know and I hope and pray that you are of the same thought, that a word is a spoken thought that is expressed by the larynx or the voice box. And we give birth to words the same way a female vagina gives birth to bodies. So God gives birth by the same way that we do, because we're made in his image and his likeness. So when the cosmos, when the universe, now I may not know exactly who God is, but I know how God has chosen to reveal or express, expose, or expand himself to me and to the world. That is through space, time, as we talked about in the last show, because space is everywhere. Space has unlimited power, and space contains all knowledge, according to every scientist on the globe. And when you tap into space, it's powerful. And so whenever we want to know what truth is, that's where we go and find it. We find truth in the vacuum. We find truth in darkness. We find truth in the ether. Because when you tap into it, it reveals itself. And then verse 18 of John 17, 18 says, as you sent me into the world. So we see something. How did you get here, brother? How did you get here, sister? The only way that you get, the only way that you are here is through the space-time continuum. As we've, as I've talked about in many, many shows, when space and time got married, they materialized, they transformed, they produced mass or matter or mater. That's what you are. And once you understand that, your mission on Earth is given by your materialization on Earth. So John 17, 18 says, as you sent me into the world. So space, time sent you into the world. And then it says, I have also sent them into the world. So Yahushua sent us the same way the Father sent him. Verse 19, John 17, 19. For them, I sanctify myself so that they too may be sanctified by the truth, not a truth. So religion is a truth. It's not the truth. Psychology, biology, sociology, theology, these are all a truth, but it's not the truth. These are all versions of the truth. And so what am I saying? I'm simply saying that your assignment that was given to you by your manifestation, the mere fact that you are here is your alignment. You are aligned by your assigned, meaning that your alignment comes from your assignment. So if you don't know your assignment, you cannot be in alignment. You are part of a community. The word community means to come in unity. The word community is the word C-O-M-M, come, U-I-T-Y, unity. Your assignment is unity. Your assignment, so let me get this right. So you hate me, right? But the Bible says that if you have art with your brother, you're supposed to go to your brother. The Bible says if you go and you pray, you meditate, now you this great yoga, right? You can go out and you can wrap yourself in a sheet. You can hang out in the monastery, and you can hang out with the elephants and the whales. You can hug trees, but you can't hang out with people. But you can do all of this great stuff. You can levitate. You can walk through walls. You can do all of this stuff in this big monastery by yourself. Now, you shave your head. You know, you can sing Kumbaya. You can do all of this great stuff, but you can't hang out with me. The Bible says leave your gifts at the altar and go to your brother. Yahushua says when you have seen me, when they ask him, Lord, when did we feed you? When did we do this to you? And he says when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So let me make sure that you understand, my sister and my brother. See, our relationship, if you want to relate to God, you got to relate to me because I am God. I have the same attributes as God. Now, I'm not saying that I am the big G, but I'm saying exactly what God said. God says I'm his son. Now, I don't know about you, but the offspring of a thing goes up to be like the thing last time I checked. So I don't know about you, but when two animals get together and they give birth, that baby animal looks exactly like and has the same attributes. A monkey grows up to be a monkey. I've never seen a monkey grow up and become a giraffe. I've never seen it. So the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So you are the offspring of space and time that has materialized in the mass of matter. You're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. Space dust is made up of hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. There's one molecule difference. But as we already know, because you listened to the last series, and you know that the word chemistry means the word chem, which means black, and istry means mystery. So the chemistry is the manipulation of one molecule. And because you listened to the last series, you already know that that one molecule is hydrogen. So that you know, I don't care what molecule you are on the periodic table, you just hydrogen. It all comes from the one. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You hate me, you hate yourself. You want to kill me, you might as well kill yourself. See, when I became into that revelation, so let me make sure that we're all on the same page. I don't care how many times you get divorced and remarried, you're just remarrying yourself. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you talk to. I don't care what you do. You're doing it unto yourself. That's why the golden rule is the golden mean. It's the golden ratio. It is pi. Everything comes back to one. That's why it's called a uni, one, verse, song, sonnet, resonance, frequency, vibration, or voice, which is what? Words. Everything comes back to etymology. That's why John 17, verse 17, is one of the most powerful verses in all of Scripture, because it says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. Your word is truth. So anytime you're looking for truth, brother, anytime you're looking for truth, sister, go to the word. I'm not talking about something that's written down on pen and paper. I'm talking about that thought that's in your brain. Where's it coming from? Who's generating that thought? See, you are part of a community. And unless you come in unity with yourself, there can be no community. See, my brothers and sisters, you are the center of God's will. Your assignment is to love yourself. And then, now the Bible says, what is the greatest commandment? The Bible says, how can I sum up God? What is the sum total of everything? You love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. The second verse is just like the second. I mean, the second is just like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. Now, I don't care what holy book you got. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Hindu. I don't care if you're Buddhist, Kabbalah, Sufism, Perennialism. I don't care what you study. At the end of the day, you're supposed to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. And so what is your assignment? Love yourself. You see, self-love is the hardest thing to do. That's what I found out. See, it's so easy to me. I like to be a doormat. You know, I like for people to dump on me. Because, see, I got this, you know, this self-pity. You know, self-pity, self-hate is interesting. Self-hate is dangerous because you know what it does? Self-hate is so dangerous because it makes you hate other people. See, you don't think you're doing it because, see, if you hate yourself, how the hell are you gonna love me? See, anytime you have a problem outside of yourself, it's an indication of a problem inside of yourself because you treat other people the way you treat yourself, and other people treat you the way you treat yourself. So if somebody's disrespecting you, it's because you disrespecting yourself. So the one thing that I've learned, brother, over all of these years is love. Now, that's the problem because, see, everybody's definition of love is differently. See, I love this definition. I heard this guy, he was on XM Radio. Pastor Ruby, some of his name. Anyway, he says, love is this. Love is the ability to accept someone unconditionally without them having to change to meet your definition. Let me tell you that again. See, that's unconditional love. That's what's found in the book of, what is it, 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, Corinthians 13 in the Bible. That's love. What is love? Love is, I see you, you chewing gum. I don't think you should be chewing gum. In fact, I despise gum chewers. So in order for you to come into my presence, you need to spit out your gum. But I love you. That's not love. See, love is unconditional. Love says, despite your gum chewing, we can hang out. Now, you ain't got to live with me, but my assignment, my brothers and sisters, now we got purpose, but now I'm talking about your assignment. Because you see, your spiritual alignment, the exact same way your car, the wheels on your vehicle, all four wheels must be in alignment. Otherwise, the vehicle is going to be wobbly. It's going to pull to the left. It's going to pull to the right. It is not going to go straight. So unless all four tires on your vehicle are in alignment, and the only way your tire can be in alignment is if the tires know their assignment. What's their tire assignment? Roll straight. So you got to put it on a machine. You got to make sure that the tires are in alignment according to the hub or the manufacturer's specifications. How? Put the right amount of air in the tire. Maybe you got the wrong size tire for your vehicle. So your spiritual alignment is the same thing as the alignment on the vehicle, except you got, according to some people, seven wheels. They call it chakras. Now, I believe you got 10 wheels. We talked about them yesterday. They call your bodies. Now, you know, we've got the skeletal system, we've got the respiratory system, the nervous system, the lymphatic system, you know, the reproductive system, the digestive system. All of those 10 systems are 10 wheels. So if your 10 systems are not in alignment, how can you get them in alignment? You got to know that. You got to know the assignment. What's your bones for? We're talking spiritually today. What's your spiritual assignment? Now, you're here on earth as a light person, a light being. Now, the first letter of John spells out in bold, basic terms, our lack of assignment is because God's will and our need for self-honesty, meaning self-authenticity, meaning transparency. So to correct the problem, now make sure you understand what I'm saying. If we claim that we are good people, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That's what John says. See, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. That's what the Bible says. See, most of us, we won't claim, meaning we won't own our dirt. You do something wrong, let me make sure you guys understand what I'm saying. If there's anybody listening to this show that I've done anything to and I've wronged you, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I don't know where you are. Maybe you emailed me and I didn't email you back on time. Maybe you ordered a Dear Kinnear report. I said I was going to get it to you in 2 weeks, and it took me a month. If I did anything wrong to anyone listening to the sound of my voice, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm owning my dirt, meaning I'm not perfect. I got flaws. I'm not perfect. I wish I was, but I'm sorry. I disappoint people every day. It is not my intention. But everybody has a preset set of hoops that I got to jump through, and I can't jump through everybody's hoops. I'm sorry. Bill Cosby once said, he don't know the secret to success, but he knows the secret to failure. The secret to failure is trying to please everybody all the time. Can't do it. So I've learned, my brothers and sisters, that I can't please everybody all the time, but I can do my assignment. My spiritual assignment is to love unconditionally without any type of requirement. So I don't care if you're black or if you're white. Now, I know a lot of people got problems with that. I don't. I don't care if you are gay or if you're straight. I know a lot of people got problems with that. I don't. I don't care if you're short or you're tall. Got problems with that? I don't. I don't care if you're rich or you're poor. A lot of people got problems with that? I don't. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to hang out with you 24/7. I'm not saying I'm going to invite you to my party. All I'm saying is I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. I'm going to respect you. That means I'm going to do unto you as I would want you to do unto me. That's it. I'm not going to go above. I'm not going to go below. I'm going to do unto others as I want them to do unto me. That is my assignment. And if I do my assignment right, that is going to put me in spiritual alignment. My spiritual alignment is the result of my spiritual assignment. Now, tomorrow we're going to go deeper into your spiritual assignment, because now we've got to get into the fact that you are here on earth for a purpose I call diakonia. That is your specific niche. So my overall assignment is love, but I'm going to love you how? I got a specific way by which I can love. You got a specific way by which you can love. Tomorrow we're going to lay the foundation a little deeper about your spiritual assignment that leads to your spiritual alignment as we prepare for the next series, which is the seven seals of Satan. These seven words that start with the letter S keeps you from your spiritual assignment, keeps you out of spiritual alignment. My brothers and my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth. Because as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.